In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. After that, everything else was made in China. For the last 4 weeks, we have been exploring a 7-part series on knowing God. It's on the book How to Know God by Deepak Chopra, a medical doctor and deeply spiritual man who has studied many of the world's major religions and is very familiar with Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, and others. In week one, we reflected on stage one of How to Know God, which he calls God the Protector. The following week, we looked at stage two, God the Almighty. Week three, we looked at and explored the God of peace. Then last Sunday, we explored God the Redeemer. This Sunday, we're reflecting on God the Creator. Next Sunday, the God of miracles, when we celebrate the burning of our mortgage. And then the following week, the final week, God of pure being, I am. It is important for us to understand what we mean when you and I say the word God, because all of us mean something different. And so there are different facets of God that we relate to at different times in our lives. These 7 levels of understanding are not necessarily followed in a linear sequential pattern, but through various different experiences or needs in our lives, we relate to or come to know the presence of God in a deeper way. Somewhat like being married to someone for a long time. When we are in relationship to our partner or a lifelong friend, through the years we come to understand and know various facets of them that we didn't know or understand before. It's only through time and different experiences with that person that our knowing of them deepens. That is the same for us in our relationship with the divine. So today we're going deeper into our understanding of this great mystery that we in English call God as we explore level 5 of knowing God, God the Creator. Last week in level 4 of knowing God, we acknowledged the shadow side of our humanity and we came to experience the profound understanding and forgiveness and acceptance of God. But at level 5 of God the Creator, we enter into more of an intuitive and inspirational state of knowing God. We begin to recognize that there is a spirit of connectivity moving through the universe of which you and I are an integral part. We begin to realize that we are deeply connected to all that is. When we hear the psalmist's words that Marie just read in Psalm 104, the psalmist is celebrating the Creator's inspiration of the created order. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, wrapped in light as with a garment. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills. You cause the grass to grow for the cattle and plants for people to use, to bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the human heart. You've thought of everything. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. When you send forth your spirit, they are created and you renew the face of the ground. So many of our traditional hymns reflect these words. How great thou art. All things bright and beautiful, which we just sang. Praise my soul, the King of heaven. Turn back, O man, from God's spell, and many others. At stage 5, according to Chopra, God the Creator is experienced like this psalmist is experiencing God. Unlimited creative potential. Control over space and time, setting the boundaries of the universe, the stars, between the earth and the sea. Abundant, generous, sharing the plenitude of the planet with all. open, inspired, willing to be known. The psalmist intimately has been observing all these things of creation and knowing God through all that. The psalmist understands God is incredibly abundant and open and generous in sharing the beauty and majesty of all creation, providing an abundance of food for all. The Creator bathed in light, having imagined everything that is needed for life on planet Earth. The psalmist of 104 has taken time to notice every little aspect of creation and seems to have come to know the mind of the Creator, and is in fact so inspired by the act of creation and so in alignment with the Creator that the writer becomes an inspired artist and the psalm itself becomes a beautifully inspired poem. Another act of creation. When we step into our level 5 knowing of God, we find ourselves in alignment with the Creator. We are no longer outside of creation, exploiting it and using it for our own benefit, but in harmony and in flow with it. At level 5, we become co-creators with God and know God in an even more intuitive, intimate, and inspired way of living. We undertake to not only delight in creation, but to be inspired in the same way that the Creator is inspired and seek to create. Whether we turn a piece of wood, a tree, into a beautiful table, a live-edged table, or turn a portion of land into a garden or a farm, or take a blank page and a pen and create a poem that seems to have come from an eternal place. Or the times when we take a ball of tangled wool to create a beautiful prayer shawl to help to heal another. Or those moments when we sit with an instrument and are inspired to create music that touches the heart. Or we sit down at a canvas and paint a landscape to hang in a home. Or whether we are inspired to create a scrapbook or a memory book or write a book to add wisdom to the earth. Or whether or not we find someone with which to create another human being or adopt a child and create a family. Or time to intentionally author the story of our own life. Every moment of every day, from the time we get up to the time we go to bed, we are in the act of creating with the Creator. When we are in stage 5, we understand ourselves as artists creating the life we seek to live. Each time we find ourselves in an intentional act of creating, we come to know more deeply the God of stage 5. So the bottom, the light blue, is stage 5. Who is God for the person at stage 5? God, the Creator. What kind of world did God create? A world of art, invention, and discovery. Who am I in this world? I am a co-creator. How do I fit in? I intend. How do I find God? Through inspiration, to be inspirited, to come in touch with our own spirit, which is connected to the divine. What is the nature of good and evil when I look at the world through this lens? Good is higher consciousness or higher awareness or recognition or understanding. Evil is lower consciousness or not fully understanding or being ignorant, unaware. What is my life challenge? To align myself with the Creator. What is my biggest hurdle? I confuse the Creator with myself and are tempted to go into self-importance, or what is my greatest temptation? Solipsism. Now, I don't know about you, but I had to look that up. Anybody here know what solipsism is? Of course you knew, Bill. Of course. You have a wonderful mind, Bill, so you would know that. So solipsism is the philosophy that nothing exists or is real beyond our own mind. That everything is an illusion and that our own mind is creating everything. That our own mind is the creator of the universe. So Chopra is not suggesting that we uphold that philosophy, but warns against the temptation of that stream of thought, because there is a difference between ourselves and the creator. I am a co-creator, but I am not the creator. And what is my greatest strength? Imagination. Because if I can imagine it, then perhaps we can create it. What Chopra is saying is that when we come to understand the power of our own imagination, our own inspired thought that comes from the Creator, and come into alignment with the Creator of the universe, we begin to realize that if we can imagine it, we can indeed create it. Some people have even suggested that one of the sources of depression, that when we become depressed as a person, is because it's our creative mind that has become deeply frustrated. And that one of the ways we might be able to lift a depression is to begin the process of creating. I know a woman who painted her way out of a deep psychosis. She just painted and painted and painted. And at the beginning, her artwork was all dark colors. And as she kept painting every day, eventually, her spirit lightened. The act of creating lifted and healed her. Moreover, when we are connecting with God the Creator, out of our divinely inspired imagination, we begin to make incredible connections. We can heal our spirits and even have the capacity to create amazing things. On the CBC, I just read on my phone, I read about a young man. 8 years ago, a young teen of 16 years by the name of Boyan Slat from the Netherlands was scuba diving in the Mediterranean. And he realized and became very frustrated by the fact that he was discovering more plastic bags than fish. So he intended to do something about it. And yesterday, so 8 years later, his innovation, funded by one of the co-founders of PayPal, so he went and made connections with people who had money and would invest in his project, he launched his 600-meter-long net invention into the ocean to begin to gather the trash that is the size of Texas between California and Hawaii. So the Pacific that a couple years ago, we saw the Plastics Ocean film, with all the trash that's twice the size of Texas floating in the Pacific, in the middle of the Pacific. Yesterday, they launched this young man's innovation to go, and he says that in 5 years, the plan is, he intends that in 5 years, they will have collected this net that allows fish to move freely, it doesn't trap the fish. They will have collected half of the garbage and sent it to recycling. Isn't that amazing? What a wonderful thing that he's doing. That came from a young man's experience, and he thought, this isn't right. I intend for this, for something different. And he made connections. I'm guessing he was guided by the Creator. And he met all these people to make this happen. If we can imagine it, we can create it. And when we create something for the betterment of the world, we sense an alignment, not only with the Creator of all, but with all of creation. When we step into stage 5 level of knowing God, we begin to recognize that just by our intention and imagination, we can bring about changes in creation and be co-creators. At this stage of knowing God, we become aware that when our intentions are for good, that behind the scenes of our lives, apparent interconnections are being orchestrated, and things will begin to fall into place. People, we will meet people we were intended to meet. We will come to know that we are very supported by the Creator in bringing about what we have imagined. Chopra tells the story of these times of ultra creativity and super intuition, which have resulted in some rather remarkable coincidences and connections being made. He tells the story. He was working on a project that required the help of a professional illustrator for a book that he was writing, but he didn't know any professional illustrators. So he said, as soon as he had the thought, "I wonder whom I can find," the phone rang, and it was his grown daughter, Malika, calling from India. And when he mentioned his problem about not knowing a professional illustrator, she told him about an Irish artist that he said, "I will name Suzanne Malcolm." That's not her real name. But neither of them had any idea of where she lived in Ireland. Later that same afternoon, a publisher friend of Chopra's happened to call, and so Chopra asked if the publisher knew this artist, but he didn't. But an hour later of the same day, the publisher was at a cocktail party when the person beside him received a cell phone call and said, "Suzanne?" On an off chance that the publisher, that the person was actually talking to the person, Suzanne Malcolm, the publisher asked the caller with the cell phone if that happened to be Suzanne Malcolm, and astonishingly, it was. His publisher took down her number, talked to her on the phone, and asked her to call Deepak Chopra. By this time, on the same day, Chopra had flown to Los Angeles and was driving a rental car, and he pulled over to get directions because he was lost. When he noticed, he had a cell phone message from Suzanne Malcolm. So he called her back and asked if he could fly to Dublin to meet her. She said that she wasn't actually in Dublin, that she was presently in Los Angeles. He asked her, "Well, where are you staying in Los Angeles?" And when she gave him the address of 3312 Dominic, he looked up and it was the exact address where he was parked. He was right outside of her home. Chopra says, how unwittingly we fall into God, oftentimes through no effort of our own. We realize that God, the Creator, is way ahead of us and guiding us forward. Most of us could share with each other those amazing moments when we have felt inspired thought, when we suddenly know what it is we need to do and how we need to do it. Those times when we have created something out of the deepest place within us. Those times when we realize things have happened for a reason that we did not plan. Those times when life mysteriously feels orchestrated and we meet the right person at the right time for the right reason. When we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are being led and guided to a person or a place or a situation that is necessary for our growth and learning and for a beautiful act of creation. So I invite you in this coming week to become aware of those interconnections, to become aware that you are marvelously supported by the Creator. That like Jesus, you are being guided and led as he was led to create a community, followers that would change the world. Jesus probably had no idea that 2,000 years later, we would still be learning from him, creating out of his inspiration the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. You and I are invited to learn to trust this God that dwells within our inspired imagination, to recognize the web of interconnectivity that our Creator God is weaving for the highest good of this earth. May it be so.